Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Hees Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM, channel 83, however you're listening. Rob, let's go to the NFL.
Let me
you
say
got something
this.
To say? Go ahead.
Yeah, did you see this Kevin Durant thing? Was that in the update? I don't know.
About him playing a week from now?
Yeah, not Friday. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, it's disappointing, but I'm just, look, err on the side of caution. I get it. You know, he's coming off this injury. I hope, Rob, here's what I want, and here's what will, I guess, conversely, this would upset me if it doesn't happen. When he comes back, play the rest of the way. Don't tell me the chemistry is so important. Don't tell me, oh, we only got 20 games to get used to each other, and then you're sitting him out every fourth game when he's healthy.
Right.
Like when Kyrie sat out the game before the All-Star game, Rob, I'm sorry. I mean, again, maybe he really did have a bad back, but he played an All-Star game. You had a week almost.
He didn't look like a bad back in the All-Star game, I'll tell you that.
I mean, so don't tell me about chemistry's important. We got to work Kyrie and Luke. And when you lose in the playoffs, you're going to blame it on we didn't have enough time. When you're sitting guys out. And again, I do have to preface this with this, Rob. Maybe, because I have heard this talking to people around the league, that some of this is the teams. I do think the players, especially the stars, Rob, could override the teams.
I was just
going to
say, Chris, you could override Steph Curry them. And you want to play.
Right.
Ain't no way that Joe, load management chief or trainer is going to tell you you're not playing.
I'm not even going to go back to a Jordan or whoever. But
no, but.
No, Karl Malone said it. They'd have to chop my handoff or something. I can't remember the phrase he used.
What did Carmelo what was that stat? He missed like 10 games in 10
years? He missed
10
games his first 19 years out of a 20-year career, I believe it was. Or 18 years out of a 19-year career.
18 years. But he missed 10 games.
I do get, you're absolutely right. If LeBron or Durant or Steph or whoever said, look, I'm playing, man, forget that, they would play. But there also, Rob, is the possibility, would you agree, that a player's planning on playing. I'm playing, you know, and then they come to him the day before, that morning, whatever. Hey, we've been looking at your charts, whatever. We think it's best you sit out. Now, the player may have had no intention of sitting out. Now, could he be the bigger man and just say, nah, I got the fans here. They want to see me. This is our only trip to Milwaukee this season.
Right.
They need to see me, or this is a big game. Absolutely. But there are also guys, Rob, who would just be like, man, really? Like, I really want, well, we think, Steph, you shouldn't. I really want to, nah, we think it's best, and they'll just go with it. I'm not trying to make an excuse, but everybody's not that demonstrative, no, I'm playing, you know, so. But anyway, let's move to the NFL, Rob. Lamar Jackson, speaking of not playing, here's the situation. It looks like, I mean, they are. The Ravens are going to franchise tag him unless they come to an agreement, which looks like it's not going to happen anytime soon. And even if they are going to trade him, Rob, they need to franchise him. And so their new offensive coordinator, which supposedly, reportedly, Lamar had at least some say in hiring, or at least signed off on, Todd Monken from Georgia, University of Georgia, he was asked, what if Lamar refuses to sign the franchise tag until a week before the start of the season? Now, and so let me give the context. They can franchise him, the Ravens. We know over the next
week
and a half.
But he doesn't have to sign it. He can wait. Right.
He doesn't have to sign it, and he won't lose any money until the week before, like a week before the regular season starts. At that point, if he hasn't signed it, Rob, and starts missing practices, missing games, then he will be fined. And so, theoretically, Lamar, if he's upset with the tag, could be like, I'm not signing it, thus, I'm not going to OTAs, I'm not going to be working with the new receivers in the summer, I'm not going to be at training camp, I'm not going to learn the new offense, all that. And then a week before the season starts, sign, and I guess be in position to play or whatever. But here's Todd Monken answering that question.
I'm sure he'll be behind, but it's still just football. I mean, I think sometimes we make this out to be way too much. We'll cater to what he knows and play. But, I mean, it's like any player. The more time you spend with them, the more comfortable they get with any system. That's or relationship. That's part of it. And there's a big part of that relationship from a quarterback, coordinator, play caller, position coach, where they're comfortable and there's a trust that is a big part of that, and that's built over time.
Kind of a crazy answer, Rob.
No, I like his answer. I thought it was the only thing I did like is I think he is right. People make it like it's brain surgery. Like
it's like, complicated though.
But I don't think that if you put him out there, he won't know how to throw the open, you know, run plays or go back to stuff that they've used. Like, oh, he's going to be totally
put
lost.
In a new system.
In a new system, you dummy it down
it's
until
very
he can
much
catch
different
up.
From Roman.
But you would dummy it down until he can catch up on it. I just don't think that. It automatically they're going to lose, or he won't know what to do, or he's going to not be able to play. So I think I got that part. I'm not saying that he would be a well-oiled machine and everything would go great, but you work through it like you would work through anything. Like sometimes you'd have to work through it. So I just think Lamar should stick to his guns. If this is important to you and making sure you get a fully guaranteed contract, then make them acquiesce, or you move on to another team that's willing to do it. That's what it seems like he's going to do now. He didn't do it at the beginning of the season, Chris. We talked about it last year that we thought this, you know, before football started, that was the time he could have done it then and made a statement. He didn't do it. He played the season. But I think it's worth fighting for if that's what you really believe you should get and you deserve.
Look, I agree that these guys have been playing football for 20-some-odd years, and you can pick some things up, and you can dumb down a system. But we have seen – we saw none other than Tom Brady go to Tampa Bay, Rob, and struggle for the first half of his first season there because it was a different system. And then they put in stuff that he was more familiar with, stuff he wanted to put in from New England – and obviously the rest is history. They went on to win the Super Bowl. So the system, especially when it's going to be very different from what Greg Roman, the previous offensive coordinator, had, is important and getting used to it. Time, we saw Aaron Rodgers not go through any offseason workouts with his new receivers, and they really didn't catch up with each other until later in the season. And I also think, Rob, if Lamar Jackson, if this were his plan, he can't go out there and not play well. I mean, like, if he's going to, like, for him to wait until a week before the season, sign the deal, and then go out there and play and not be as familiar with the offense, maybe you got new receivers, that is not putting himself in the best position to succeed. So
I agree, I don't think that's going to stop somebody from wanting him or signing him. He's got enough body of work.
He's been hurt the last 2 years.
Well, but that's an injury thing, but that ain't about his play.
That's fine, but that's a big concern with
no,
Lamar.
But I'm talking about, but you're talking about him not being there or not being caught up with the system or working out with the new players and the new coordinator. I'm saying that they're not going to hold that against him. Now, if you want to say you want to hold against his injuries or he doesn't play well,
if he goes out there and doesn't play well, they're not going to hold that
you
against
think
him?
No, I don't think. I think if
yeah,
you want
I
him.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it only takes one, so maybe one team will do it. But I'm saying it would not help him if he goes out there and looks bad. No, people already don't hold him in the same regard they did a few years ago when he won the MVP. So I don't think he wants to put himself in a position where he goes out there and doesn't play well. But bottom line is this, Rob, in my view, if this is his plan, if he and his camp are saying, you know what, if they franchise me, I'll sign it a week before. And we don't know that that's his plan. One thing is good, his camp isn't talking because his camp is his mom and maybe the Players Association. You know, but they're not. You don't see all these leaks you usually see from the agents.
Yeah, but Andrew Brett said that he heard from his camp. There's a camp there. There's somebody.
Well, but there ain't been a lot of leaking, Rob.
But obviously they've made contact with a guy like Andrew Brandt as a consultant.
What leaks
somebody
are there out there?
No, I didn't say leaks.
That's
but
all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm talking about. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have people who are talking to other people in the league.
Well, I'm sure they're working with the Players Association.
Yeah,
getting
the Players
advice.
Association.
Yeah,
right.
His mother. But I'm saying the leaks. But anyway, my point is this. If this is what he's going to do or wants to do, just ask for a trade now. Ask for a trade now. Like Andrew Brand said, they've been talking about this for 3 years. We've been negotiating for 3 years, and we are still $100 million plus apart. I want to be traded to somebody that values me. You guys, if the reports are true, Rob, they're offering $133 million guaranteed. You aren't even giving me Kyler Murray money. You aren't even giving me Russell Wilson money, and we saw how bad he looked this year. You aren't even giving me Aaron Rodgers money, and he's 38 years old. So just go ahead and trade me, and let's move on. I think he never can get total control of this situation because they have the franchise tag. His only figment of control is he could hold, you know, not sign it up until the start of the season. But to me, this gives him this takes back a little leverage for him because then I feel like the Ravens would either would either up their offer significantly or start moving the trading. And so that's what I think he should do if indeed this is his plan.
Or maybe his plan is he really wants to stay with the Ravens and he's going to force them to give him what he wants. And what he wants is to stay in Baltimore and he wants them to pay him. And he's going to flip the
owner. How's he going to force that?
Well, I mean, because at some point they're going to have to make a decision. And I think at that point, either they force him to sign a deal, or they make a trade, or they, you know what I mean, if he does come back. I just think I'm not so sure he just wants to leave. You know, you talk about it all the time where
I don't think if, I'm if, guessing he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, I mean those are the
actions. They're not going to pay him.
Right. That's the way it seems, or at least, and he doesn't say much, so you don't know from the horse's mouth. But I don't get that feel, because you can make it known that, dude, I'm done here. Okay, clean out. I'm done. Like, just get rid of me. Move on. Send me somewhere or whatever, and it could be the end of the conversation. But it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I do think he wants to stay in Baltimore, but he also wants to get paid, clearly. And so if they're not going to pay him, he's got no choice really but to move on. I don't know how he can force their hand. If he were to not sign the franchise tag at all, then he starts losing money. Like Brand said, he's losing $2 million, what, a week? If he's, you know, doesn't sign it. So I know he wants his money. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your thoughts on the Lamar Jackson Ravens situation, and do you think he should just ask for a trade? If they're intent on not paying him what he's worth, what other, you know, Deshaun Watson and some of the other quarterbacks have gotten, should Lamar just ask for a trade? And maybe where would you like to see him go? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. You'll have all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. If Lamar Jackson isn't going to sign the franchise tag until, I guess, maybe right before the season, should he just ask for a trade and get out of Dodge? They've been trying to negotiate for 3 years, haven't gotten far. Should he just move on? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off here. Let's start with Ned in San Francisco. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ned?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you?
What's up, man?
I'm good, man. Lamar needs to get going, man. You know, this whole salary cap thing, you know, they're just trying to pull the wool over these kids' eyes, man, and maximize profit, man. You know, all these kids, they put their bodies on the line, their brains on the line.
Right.
I wish Andrew would go educate the NFLPA.
Andrew Brand broke it down, Rob.
He did, and Chris and I have talked about this, Ned, over and over. Until you're willing to stop the games, they're not going to negotiate with you. They're not. You know what? It hurt baseball, Chris, but they stopped the World Series. Who runs baseball, the players or the owners? The players.
Yeah, the players get theirs. You're right.
Until you're willing to do that, it's not going to happen. Thanks, Ned, for the call. Brian, in Golden, Colorado, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Brian?
Hey, guys, man. Thanks for having me on. I'm a huge fan.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And I listen to you guys all the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Man, you know, look, I come from Atlanta. I have a lot of support for QBs. I like Michael Vick and that style of play. He created a lot of excitement and a lot of fan, you know, I guess, support for the team.
Yep.
At the same time, though, you have to take it all in context. I mean, Lamar Jackson has had the same amount of pass yards in the last 2 years as Tom Brady did in 1 year at the age of 45 years old with Tampa Bay. And Patrick Mahomes also had more yards passing in 2022 than Lamar Jackson did in the last 2 years. I think another big thing to consider is the one playoff win. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. That's the same amount as Daniel Jones, if you want to go take it to that far.
What playoff game did Daniel Jones win?
I get what you're saying, and I don't have a problem with that. And if that's how – because, look, if the Ravens are like, man, Lamar's been hurt the last 2 years. Lamar plays a style that puts him in harm's way. Lamar hasn't led us to a champ, you know, two playoff wins. That's fine. Then he should come out and say, get rid of me if you don't want me, if you don't believe in me. And somebody else will believe in him. I get some apprehension if they have it, but another team won't have apprehension.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I think the only other thing I'd like to add is that, you know, I've heard a lot of folks like you guys talk about the Russell Wilson contract, the Kyler Murray contract, and how much they've gotten guaranteed money, and that, you know, that should be a basis for support for Lamar. But I think on the flip side, that could be a basis for concern, because those contracts have really, they seem that they're not, you know, very, very good business decisions at this point. So maybe those contracts are actually hurting Lamar's case. Would you not agree?
Well, those contracts, you're talking about Murray and Wilson?
Right.
Well, those haven't been good. But, you know, they're not as good as Lamar, especially at this point.
But coming off a bad year, sure, you could look at a contract. Oh, I don't know about that contract. But if these guys play well, you don't look at it. You know what I mean? So I get it when they don't play well. But this is what the NFL's kind of signed up for with some of these deals. And I thought Andrew was great. Well, Chris was saying, just give me 3 years guarantee. Stop signing these 5-7 year contracts where the money's not guaranteed on the back end. Give somebody 3 years, Chris, if they play well. If Lamar's hurt, you know, in those 3 years and he doesn't perform and they don't want a playoff game, you don't have to re-sign him. Just give him a 3 year contract and let him earn it. And if he doesn't earn it,
yeah.
I think that's NFL contracts should be 3 years guaranteed, Chris, and then you could go your own way. Or you're going to have to re-up. He's good. You want a playoff game. He got you to the Super Bowl. You either pay up or he goes on to the next team.
Yeah, I don't think you should limit the contracts. Like, they have to only be 3 years.
No, but I'm saying.
If players want to sign that, yeah. Like, 3 years, 150. How about that?
Yeah, but I meant in a guaranteed form. That's what I mean. If teams wanted to be careful and didn't want to sign a 5-year guarantee in football,
fair.
3 years is at least fair. Dre, yep. Let's squeeze him in. Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Oh, my peoples.
How you?
What's up, man? I'm good. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Hey, you knew that girl was ugly when you left the club with her, man. Don't be pulling a fire alarm at 3 in the morning disturbing your neighbor, man, to get out of there, man.
I had to get her out the crib, and I had to do something. Either that or cut my leg off, because she was
on. Hey, just telling y'all journey has come to an end. That's all. Time to celebrate. But no.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I think this is just another indictment of how weak the NFLPA is, because if a player signs a five-year contract, plays 5 years, how can you hold him the next year? I don't understand it. That's stupid.
But they negotiated that, and they signed it.
And that's why I say they have the weakest players association out there. And far as regards to what the last caller said about his stats, he got to remember he doesn't have any wide receivers like those other people he named, like Kansas City and Tom Brady. And also, their offense is not ran that way. They are run dominant offense, not a pass first offense.
And so he's not going to have those. He's won 75% of his games.
That's what it comes down to. Wins. You're exactly right. Thank you, brothers.
Yep. Not always just piling up stats. It's about winning.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Also calls some games in studio for the Boston Celtics. Our man, Eddie House. Eddie, what up, bro?
Yo.
What's up? How y'all doing, brother?
We are great, man. Let's start with what has been called an embarrassment, what has been called a disgrace, a shame, and what was the lowest rated All-Star game ever on Sunday.
Unbelievable, Eddie.
That was bad. I expected the first three quarters to be bad. The whole game was bad. The fourth quarter got no better. As a former player, I know you weren't an All-Star, but as a former player, what'd you think of what we saw Sunday night?
You know what? I'm not a huge fan of that. I don't mind that in the first quarter, maybe a little bit of the second quarter, but then I like to see competition because the fans definitely do pay to see these high-flying, fantastic athletes, best athletes in the world, get out there and do some things that they might not ever have a chance to do again because you got all of them together at one time. But it does get to a point where it should be some competition. And I'm not a big fan. It's just like the Pro Bowl. You know how the Pro Bowl just got so dry watching. And I think it should be something. It should be more incentives for the players to go out there and actually compete for that because it is an honor. It is a blessing and an honor. And You know, not to take it. Everybody says don't want to take this moment for granted, but you're taking the game for granted when you go out there and play the way and not really compete. So until they figure something out with that, I think that's what we'll be seeing. It was good to see the dunk contest had a little bit more spice to it. Dame Dollar went out there and did his thing from the three-point line. I think that was a highlight, but definitely the low light of the weekend was the game and the lack of competition.
How about the idea that fans, they didn't stand for it? They gave the lowest TV ratings, Chris, you said, right?
And, ever for the All-Star game.
Ever. Think about that, Eddie. Ever. Like as that should ring. Shouldn't that say something to players? Wouldn't you notice that? Ever?
Yeah, well, it should ring a bell, but then, you know, these guys that are out there playing, and with the way that the league has been set up with the load management and guys' contracts and stuff, when you look down, I know it's not it is a contact sport, but it's not like football. It's not a violent sport to where you look like, hey, you possibly could get hurt out there.
Right,
it's still
we
that
get
in the
football.
Back of the mind.
Yeah.
It's still like that in the back of the mind for guys saying, like, you know, hey, we don't want to go out here and get hurt in the All-Star game. Hey, just for the smallest of things. I mean, think about, look what LeBron happened to his hand. You know, the smallest of things. I know it might not be a big thing, but it could have been a big thing. Say if he breaks that right finger, you know, the fourth metacarpal, right? If he breaks that, if you want to let me use my medical term, if he breaks that, then what? Now he's out for...
Yeah, somebody, you know, I know you were a doctor. I didn't know you were a doctor.
Somebody was going to class.
Oh, man, you know, I stay in class, man. I stay learning and dropping jewels and dropping knowledge, man. People just got to look, listen, and pick it up when I drop it.
All this time, Eddie, I didn't think you had any class, and you went to class.
Oh, there you go. See?
All right, Eddie, you mentioned LeBron. They're 13th in the West. They're two games out of the play-in. They're only 3.5 out of the 6th seed, where they wouldn't even have to be in the play-in. Do you think the Lakers will get into the play-in?
I think they will, man. To be honest, I thought they were the winners during the trade.
After
season,
Phoenix,
right?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even. I would say even
really?
Before Phoenix. I'm going to tell you why. Because every hole that they needed, right? Every void that they had, they filled it. They got rid of pieces that didn't fit with the puzzle that they were trying to put together, and I think they were able to accumulate a lot of pieces, a lot of players that did different things. You got D'Angelo Russell, another guy who could score, who could shoot the three, who could hit the mid-range jumper, who could create for others and himself. I think that takes a lot of pressure off LeBron James. Now, you know, we talk about the other guys, the Beasley guys that they got, you know, playing defense. Vanderbilt got another guy that could play defense. They got some defensive wings. So when I look at the pieces that they were able to acquire, I felt like they won because it definitely made their team that much more better. When you look at KD, I think that the Phoenix Suns, it's a home run or nothing, right? It's a new owner.
They better win it.
If they don't win it now and they don't win it next year, heads are rolling. You got a new ownership, and we all know how this goes. That wasn't my guy that I hired. Neither one of them, my coach or my GM. As great of a job as James Jones has done, if this doesn't work and he had to swing for the fences because he had somebody, a new boss, what are you going to do to get us over the hump? Well, let me try to make this happen.
Yep.
You mortgage your future, 4 picks over 6 years, I believe.
You sound like you don't like that deal.
I'm not saying I don't like the deal. If you don't win it, it don't matter, right? At the end of the day,
I think on paper, now they have to stay healthy. On paper.
That's a key.
Well, we already even Durant's start is delayed. So, I mean,
right.
Guys, remember, since Durant has got hurt, he has been hurt every year after that.
Yeah,
right.
So we get that. Yeah, you're right about
it.
So
Morgan Dufus and Chris Paul, who was the maestro of the orchestra, right? He's 38 years old. So it's like now and possibly next year, because
they need to win it this year.
Yeah, if they don't win it this year and halfway through next year they're teetering, everybody's getting fired.
Hey, Nate McMillan got fired in Atlanta, and Chris and I have been told what had gone on down there. Remember, they were the darlings that Nate had taken over for Lloyd Pierce.
And, Trey, yeah.
And then all of a sudden things just went south down there, and they're just treading water. What happened in Atlanta?
I don't think Atlanta was as good as they were as they are. You know, sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle and you see teams play well, and then you might not see that same level of play again. And I just think that that's right. what Atlanta is. I don't think that their roster is phenomenal from top to bottom. Do they have some top pieces? Yes, they do have some really, really good pieces where you're looking like, man, those are some ballers right there. But then when you start getting in through the weeds and look, start digging down into their roster, it's like, okay, what else do they have? And I just don't feel like they're a team that ever had that. Now, they played well. They had a great run, and it was fun to watch and see Ice Trey out there by me. I love seeing guys go out there and hoop all the time. But, you know, teams catch up to you. If, you know, because that was a team that everybody was looking at like, we got to beat them. How do we beat them? What do we got to do? And I feel like everybody got better, and I feel like they never did.
All right, quickly before you go, because you sounded like you think the Lakers are actually dangerous in the West. How far you think they can go?
I ain't saying dangerous now, but I'm saying they are. I'm saying
you
they
said
are
every hole. So I was like, uh-oh.
Oh no, I say that they go as long as Anthony Davis is healthy, but they will definitely be in. I think that they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to get past the play-in. And by the time these next 20 games, I think they'll be in the playoffs.
All right, I got a bet for you. Let's do this bet. You're saying they're going to be the sixth seed to make the playoffs without the play-in.
No, I think he's saying they'll get through the play-in.
He said they don't need
to
play
the final eight. No, you didn't say that, right?
Yes, he did.
No.
I said they'll make the playoffs.
But do you think the play-in or top six? Top 16.
Oh, no, I don't think that. I think that because they're right there within the play. I got to look at the rest of their schedule because I'm not a real Laker fan. I'm damn sure I ain't finna bet on them to do good. Believe that.
All right.
So let me let that be known, okay? Let that be known. You know, we bleed green
Rob
over here,
Rob was trying
man.
To get some free wings, man.
I know what he's trying to do. He always trying to, you know, that's a sucker bet. I ain't falling for it. You know what I mean?
All right, that's our man, Eddie House.
Eddie,
great job
you,
as always, brother. All right, man. Peace. All right, Rob, could a Hall of Fame bust be in Derek Carr's future? The Jets seem to think so. That's next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, the Jets are going after Derek Carr. We think, I mean, there's some sentiment out there that should Aaron Rodgers come back from his darkness retreat and say, I want to be a Jet or I want to be traded, that they'll cast Derek Carr aside and go ahead after Rodgers. Or maybe Lamar, if he's available.
We should have had, what was that West Side Story, Chris? Remember the song? When you're a Jet all the way. You know, you remember that?
I remember the movie West Side Story, the Sharks and the Jets were the gangs.
Yeah, that was the gang, the Jets. When you're a 50s, Jet, you're a
it?
Jet all the way from your first something to your last dying day. I think Derek Carr fits. Chris, I would put all my eggs in that basket.
Wow, okay.
I would.
Well, the Jets told him, reportedly, that if he wins the Super Bowl in New York, he'll be a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. Now, Eric Mangini, Rob, who we going to get on the show soon? He always telling you me to tell you hi.
I know. He was not the first one we texted. Doing good?
Yeah, we'll get him on. He's doing great. And he brought up an interesting point today. He said, why in the world would the Jets tell him that? Because now Derek Carr's agent should be like, hey, you think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Pay him like that.
Right.
Don't be offering us $37 million a year.
You know what I would say?
First ballot Hall of Famer.
I would say, yeah, as soon as you're a Hall of Famer, we'll pay you when you win that Super Bowl. Not before. We're telling you what your potential could be. Yes.
Do you think this is
asinine? If you won a Super Bowl.
There are some that think this is ridiculous. Because obviously, to this point, Derek Carr has not been
a Hall of Famer, even close. I think it would vastly improve his chances of being a Hall of Famer to come to, what do you call him, Chris, a moribund organization.
Yes,
To take a t- team that hasn't won a Super Bowl since Super Bowl III, right? What did we just have? Super Bowl 57?
Is that 1969?
1969 is when the Jets won the Super Bowl.
Joe Namath.
And that was a huge one. It was a big. It was the one that forced the merger, Chris, with the AFL right. and the NFL, right? Because right. the Jets beat the Baltimore Colts, who were a legendary franchise and great team. I think the Jets were 16-point underdogs. I mean, like, nobody thought they could beat the Baltimore Colts. Nobody. Except Joe Namath, who right. made a very famous prediction. And Joe Namath. That's what made him a made man. That's what they're selling. You know what I mean? You go look at Joe Namath's stats. Chris, they're not great.
Well, of course they're not. All were. The stats back then are
no,
are
I got it. But
yeah, his numbers aren't. I know, unfortunately, Rob, people are looking at his numbers today and going,
Not
what?
Based off today, but
he
even
had more
in his
interceptions
era.
Than touchdowns.
The only thing
Let's
that
see,
he had
100. He had many more interceptions. He had 173 touchdowns, Rob, in his career.
And 210 interceptions.
220 interceptions.
And
it's almost,
what I
almost
say.
Every year he had more interceptions. In fact, oh my gosh, every year except his rookie year, he had, which was in the AFL, he had more interceptions than touchdowns. But and even that year was close.
But he's a Hall of Famer because he won a big game, and I get what the
but
Jets
also because the numbers, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I'm trying to say. And the other thing
but
he does
right,
have,
that
Chris.
Was his claim to fame.
He was the first player in the AFL to throw for over 4,000 yards. He was
right.
the first one. That's
right.
his
third year, yep.
Yeah, you asked for Joe Namath. What did he do? He threw for 4,000 yards when they didn't throw the ball like that. That was big.
Right. Right.
That
Absolutely.
And winning the Super Bowl in New York with that organization. And I do believe that if Derek Carr were to really come to the Jets, have some good years, get them to the playoffs every year, Chris, and then they, you know, cap it off by winning a Super Bowl, he will get major points and people will look at him as somebody who was the missing piece who turned around a franchise that had been nothing but losers for decades. I mean, that's the way it would be portrayed.
Yeah, see, I agree. Look, do I think at the end of the day Derek Carr is going to make the Hall of Fame? No. Do I think he's going to lead the Jets to the Super Bowl? Super Bowl win? No. However, in the spirit of the question, Rob, if he goes to New York, and to your point, he's 31 years old. Let's say he plays lights out for the next 5 years. And I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying something unrealistic. But let's say he plays really well, Rob. His numbers are great. He's, you know, again, not a top two or three quarterback, but he's between 5 and 10. Like, he's really playing well. The Jets are consistently making the playoffs. And then one of those 5 years, Rob, they win the Super Bowl. I think he could make the Hall of Fame.
I do, too.
He's already been a Pro Bowler 4 times. Eli Manning, who probably will be a Hall of Famer, has not, made not, the Pro Bowl 4 times in his 15, 16 years.
Yeah. Eli won 2. I do not see how they're going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, Chris. Especially he beat Tom Brady and the Patriots twice. People can look at his regular season. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
regular season he wasn't great.
No, but those two are huge against that guy and that team.
Right.
I do.
Derek Carr's regular seasons are very comparable with Eli Manning's. They're
really?
Better than Phil Simms. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying Manny didn't have a year here or there that might have been better, but over the course of the – yeah, absolutely. Because he didn't have the defenses that Eli had. But anyway, I agree with you. I think a lot of people think this is crazy, and I don't think it's going to happen. But, yeah, if he wins and plays well for a long stretch, he could be in there. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, hour number 3 on the way. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.